WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Captain speaking.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
There may be skullduggery ahead.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
You filthy criminies.
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
What the devil are they doing?
With your hosts, Tim Stein.
Loose to plague us with his criminal conundrums.
The Omega.
Divilish clown prince of crime. Well, if I only had a nickel for every time he's baffled us.
Heartbreak Mike.
You were taken in by Herb. I'm too young for that sort of thing.
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
Behind our masks, we're perfectly ordinary people.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Oh, I'm with Batman. It's my soul delight, my joy, my heaven on earth.
And on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
We haven't one moment to lose.
WTR Sunday Night.
Things like that only happen in the movies.
Anything I can do for you, sir? Check your tape?
Ringside table, Batman.
Just looking, thanks. I'll stand at the bar. I shouldn't wish to attract attention.
And welcome, everyone, to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, starting off with a brief little tribute to the late, great Adam West. Thank you for all of the memories, all of the things that you've brought to my life for the years. It has been a pleasure. And I'm sure a lot listening, and I'm sure those on the call have their own memories as well. But, I don't know. We're going to keep it lighthearted tonight, and we're going to keep it to wrestling. He said foolishly.
You funny.
Kinda. So, moving on, I am the Omega, the be-all, end-all of our network. Joining me tonight, we have Heartbreak Mike.
Gracias, Omega. Bienvenidos, WTR Sunday Night.
Okay. Someone hit the ESP button again.
See. What up, everybody? This is Heartbreak Mike. I'm glad to be here. Welcome to WTR Sunday Night.
Get your fingers away from the SAP button, for crying out loud.
See.
Oh, Rock made it through more Lucha Underground.
Sí.
Dos.
Tres.
And of course, the one who has to try and keep this thing in line. Aha, I laugh foolishly again. The one and only Tim Stein.
Bonsoir, mesdames et messieurs. Bienvenue à WTR Dimanche Nuit.
Fuck you.
Ici en Wild Talk Radio Network.
Oh, jeez.
So for the next 2 hours, this will be how Tim will be talking to all of you. Enjoy.
En français. Je parle français un très petit peu seulement.
But yeah, Mike gets Spanish, Tim gets French, I get Japanese.
Start talking in Japanese then.
Konnichiwa.
I only have one go-to line and it doesn't suit.
Domo arigato, Mr. Rakibato. That's all you got to say. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, streaming live at almost exactly the same time on the TuneIn app. 100% free. Download it to your mobile device. Search Wild Talk Radio Network. You, too, can listen to us wherever you are.
And apparently in many, many different languages.
Whether you want to or not.
You never know what language might just, like, pop out. I know how to get slapped in about 15 of them.
Oh, boy.
Kapla.
Okay, 16. I forgot. Klingon is now an official language. Yes, I know Klingonese. Who's surprised by that?
That wasn't Klingon.
That was Klingon.
Was it?
That was definitely Klingon. No. He's the Kapla. That means success.
Here, I thought it was a Batman reference.
How is it related to...
Because it pops up on screen if someone gets punched.
No, that's kapow.
There's a lot of different words.
Oh, my God. Welcome to the train wreck that is Sunday night right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Yeah, opening up a little bit of a tribute to the late, great Adam West. one of the greatest comedians coming out of the 1960s. Of course, a lot of people know him as the voice of the mayor of Quahog on Family Guy. Practically everybody knows his voice, who's ever watched Family Guy. And, of course, most of us remember the old Batman TV series that aired from 1966 to 1968. Developed an absolutely huge cult following, and at one point in time between 1968 and 1973 was the most watched rerun next to Gilligan's Island on the planet.
The most watched weekly episodic rerun in all the history of time and space.
for a brief shining moment. Yeah, actually it was. Next to Gilligan's Island. It was Gilligan's Island, and Batman was a very, 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 very close second. So, yeah.
I remember how many things he kept coming up with because he kind of embraced that Batman heritage of his.
Oh, he owned it.
So, yeah. So he'd pop up in things that were kind of, where he kind of got to be Batman, but technically was not Batman.
Yeah.
I remember the Batman animated series did an episode where Bruce Wayne's idol, the one he kind of patterned Batman out of, was a character called the Gray Ghost.
Yeah.
And they did a team-up episode of Batman and the Gray Ghost, and that was Adam West. So
Adam West did the Gray Ghost.
Which was great.
Yeah. And for a brief time in the, I think it was the mid-80s, there was a, for the life of me, I can't remember what the commercial was for. I just know that it was Adam West doing his Batman voice in the commercial. And for the life of me, I can't remember what that was. I just remember Adam West did the Batman voice for it. Jeez. Thinking back, I never ever missed an episode of Batman on TV whenever it aired, in syndication. Not quite old enough to remember it, during its first run, but definitely, I was just going to say definitely just about the campiest TV show I have ever seen.
It was awesome. To say the least, yes. Our goons literally have goons written on their shirts.
Yeah, literally.
Love that. did you ever see Return of the Caped Crusaders?
TV movie where they came back and did that thing?
No. Well, the TV movie is back for the classic show. That's like, that's legendary. That's on Netflix, and I'm sure that's been hugely watched.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, you just referred to a TV movie. Are you talking about the one where he uses the bat shark repellent?
Yeah.
That wasn't a TV movie. That was actually released in theaters.
Oh, Jesus
that
Christ.
That led to the series. Can you imagine? Dad, can we go see Batman? Can I have a dollar, please? Go see Batman.
God, a dollar now. These movies are so expensive.
Yeah, that's probably what the kid's parents said when they said, can I have a dollar? Because that included pop and popcorn too, right?
Right, right. But yep. Return of the Caped Crusaders was something they did last year. It was a direct-to-DVD animated movie where Adam Westbrook Ward and Julie Newmar came back to play their old characters again. And it was done up in the style of the 60s show.
I never heard about that. A hidden gem I have to track down. Source. Let's source it so I can watch it. Return of the Caped Crusaders. I got to remember that and Google that later on.
Yeah, it's a fun throwback.
Okay. And so basically, it was totally animated, and they did it just like the old TV series.
Yeah, pows, zooms, everything.
Oh, that would be awesome. Tilted camera for the bad guys?
Yeah, some sorts. They tried
to be. Did you notice that?
Yeah, they tried. Yes. Yeah. I remember the when they were doing the movie, they had the submarine scenes, and I always thought like the sub is sinking or something because it was all at an angle.
It's going a really strange It was absolutely hilarious. Talk about double entendres. Like watch any of the shows today as an adult, and there are jokes that I guarantee you missed when you were a kid. And it's like you're always wondering why your older brother or your dad even was watching the TV show with you, because it was something that you as a little kid were into and it was serious stuff. And it was like, Batman's going to go after the bad guy. Look out, Joker's right behind you, Batman. But you're looking over, and there's Dad with this grin on his face when they're in the Playboy Club. Or when he's doing the dancing at the bar, which I'm sure everybody's familiar with now because that was a top gif going around social media lately.
God. Last night during our card game, I found a Tumblr that was dedicated to shots of the Adam West and Burt Ward Batman and Robin running away from shit.
Oh, no.
Where they took the same shot of them running toward the camera and just put things in the background that they were escaping from.
I know what you're talking about, and I've seen that as an original GIF, but I can't remember what the original one was that they were running and what was behind them.
There were some funny ones. There was them running. There was them running through a roller coaster track.
Mm-hmm.
It actually looks good. There's a lot of shots of them running from, like Indiana Jones boulders and things like that. One where they were running from themselves, the animated versions where they were in the opening where they're running toward the camera.
And yeah, you know, just like for absolutely no reason, the cartoon, comic popped into my head that you see it on Facebook and Twitter all the time where Batman is slapping Robin.
Yep.
And you got all these different, bubbles, different things Batman is saying to Robin. And it's got absolutely nothing to do with Adam West and Burt Ward, except that it's, you know, the same style of dress from that they were in the live action show. But it's just, I'm just picturing Adam West doing that, actually slapping Burt Ward. But, like, you think about it, who were the best villains from the 60s that Batman encountered? Oh, you can't say Joker, because Joker is...
Fuck.
Yeah, I know, Mike. I mean, like, you got to put Joker on the shelf for this one, because Joker is the default go-to answer.
You know what I love about that Joker, though?
What's that?
Every time they make stuff, they make so many retro toys now for things like that, that every time they do the Joker, they remember to leave in like a hint of a mustache on like the fingers. Yes. Or the...
Yeah. Now, who played Joker in the 60s? Do you remember?
Caesar
Romero.
Yep.
Now, here's the thing. The reason why Joker in the 60s had a mustache, when Caesar got the job, he was told he's got to shave it. He says, no way in hell. I am not shaving this mustache. I don't care. You can paint over it.
That was his signature look.
Yep. If you've ever seen Caesar Romero without his mustache, he's like your stereotypical 60s Latin lover type. And that makeup did a damn good job hiding what he really looked like. But
okay, so no Joker.
You can't name Joker.
I always liked the Riddler.
Mm-hmm. Frank Gorshin.
I love watching, well, aside from his performance, I love how just weird and random that the riddles were, but somehow they actually played into the clue, played into the heist of the episode.
Yeah, well, they were designed to, so.
Well, yeah. But they're like nonsensical riddles. Some parts where I'm not sure how you got one to the other, but okay, let's just run with it because that's the plot.
Yeah, that's one thing that always kind of sort of made me cross my eyes a little bit. It was the boy wonder who got 90% of the riddles and explained it to Commissioner Gordon, right? It is like, well, we got this going on. And he says, well, that's that. It's the Joker. Oh my God. Yes, it is, isn't it? It's like, oh, I see it now. And of course, the Commissioner Gordon with that really bad fake Irish accent. It was priceless. Damn. Mike, name a villain.
Penguin.
Oh, Penguin was good.
Yeah, Burgess Meredith. Mickey.
Penguin was really good.
Mick from Rocky. But
think of another one.
Now, if you were to say Catwoman, I demand that you name all of them.
Well, here's the thing. It's like, could you name more that were in that show that weren't Catwoman, Riddler, Penguin, and Joker?
I can.
Because I can remember King Tut.
Yeah, I remember Mr. Freeze. And there's one that you and I talked about just last year, Omega. Egghead.
Ah, right.
You remember our little discussion about that one?
Mm-hmm.
I had a kick out of that one. I'm picturing who Egghead, I've got a picture of him in my head right now. Guy wore a skull cap. The actor, who was the damn actor who played Egghead? Cause he always said exactly instead of exactly.
Vincent Price.
Yep.
That's it. Thank you. Thank you. And yeah, Vincent Price was absolutely awesome. But that particular episode where Bruce Wayne gets kidnapped and they get rid of the, there are no door locks in the back seat, so he can't escape the car. And that's when Egghead reveals himself and it becomes a battle of wits between the world's smartest arch supervillain and Batman. Oh shit, just scenes of the TV show where Batman is talking on the phone to Commissioner Gordon. Commissioner Gordon picks up the hotline to talk to Bruce Wayne or vice versa. And Commissioner Gordon holds the phones together upside down so Batman and Bruce Wayne can talk to each other. You remember that?
Yep.
And then they cut to a scene of Wayne Manor, and there's Batman. Yes, Bruce, Mr. Wayne, we understand carefully. So Batman, and he picks up, puts the other phone to his other ear. Yeah, Batman. So this stuff's happening. He says, I understand, and we'll take care of that. You guys can't see what I'm doing. I'm switching hands and going from ear to ear, pretending I'm holding two different phones. It was funny. That's all. What scenes might you be able to remember from the TV show, Michael? Don't call him Michael, by the way.
Yes, please not. Please not.
Mickey. That. Oh, Mikey, you're so fine.
Never
mind.
Stop that.
Never mind. Stop it.
Well, the thing of it, well, also the Joker. Him and the Joker, because they're one Joker, Cesar Romero, and then Catwoman.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because I'm so young, the one that I remember was Eartha Kitt.
There you go, baby.
I do remember, dear God, was it Julie Newman, I think it was?
Julie Newmar.
Damn close, Mike. Julie Newmar was the original Catwoman. Eartha Kitt, in my opinion, was the sexiest Catwoman.
Of course. And then, Miss Merriweather.
Yep.
Lee Merriweather. And it was like,
I just want to interrupt you long enough to say congratulations. You just named all three Catwomen actresses from the TV series.
Holy shit.
Yeah, you got them. You nailed them.
Mm.
Lee Merriweather's kind of a tricky one because she only did a couple of times.
Well, the one thing that I liked about this one, like Adam West. I mean, come on. It's fucking Adam West, the GOAT. It was just amazing. What was it? Was it Catwoman's Dress to Kill? Was that an episode? I think that was the name of the episode with Eartha Kitt. But anyway, it was when you saw the Batman and Robin in the 1960s, that was that time of, oh my gosh. Just watching the episode itself and then seeing how the characters were portrayed, you don't see that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see a lot of, and yes, this is about to really show my nerd side, but
we never do that here.
I don't give a fuck. And you never.
I don't think you got that one, Omega.
Like back in the day, like now, you don't know about the Mad Hatter. You don't. You don't know about False Face. Or Art Carney.
The Puzzler.
The Archer.
The Clock King.
And they, yes! They don't know, like, if they really read the DC comic, the DC Universe Encyclopedia, which, by the way, I may have to buy that next week.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know half of these villains or people if it weren't for Batman in 1960.
Yeah, well, the Mad Hatter does come back every now and then. Like, I see Mad Hatter gets used pretty often. Characters like Mr. Freeze, though, have completely changed since then.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Like
that was just another gimmicky villain until the animated series completely redid his backstory.
Well, then Arnold Schwarzenegger took over.
Oh, fuck that.
Oh, you know, the concept for that movie was fantastic, but they really made a dog's breakfast of it.
They did.
Which is too bad.
And then, like, what was another? names that you didn't even know existed. Colonel Gum.
Jeez.
Yeah, I told you. Nerd. Cause my brother has the comics. Has the Batman, has some Batman comics. Zelda the Great. Yeah, I'm gonna throw a bunch of names out there. And then Lord Marmaduke Fogg? A lot. Nowadays,
I did the Geek Show on this network, and you're cutting a little deep even for me.
Sorry.
Yeah, he's pulling shit up people will not remember.
Because I love retro. I love it. You don't see a lot of things. If they pull Minerva in this Justice League movie, I'll mark out.
Mm-hmm.
I'll mark out.
You mentioned, what was his name? Colonel Gum.
Mm-hmm.
Who was played by, Roger C. Carmel. Now, anybody who's truly geeky, like me, will know that, Colonel Gum was played by the guy who played Harry Mudd in Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that Liberace played a villain, that was created for the show?
Mm-hmm.
Chandler and Harry, he played both. And you're going to love this. Zelda the Great was a TV villain.
And Baxter.
Yep.
And then, was it Zsa Gabor?
Zsa Zsa played a villain as well.
She did.
She was, I was going to say Merlin, but no. It sounds like Merlin.
Minerva.
Minerva. That's it. And of course they had the Black Widow.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's more, but, that combines with the, comic book characters. One that you didn't mention was Killer Moth. Yeah.
He's a creepy one if you know him.
Yeah. Tim Herbert? Yeah.
Yep. It's just like so much shit went down for that TV show. It's just,
they showed villains. They showed characters. It was like, I'm sorry. Once you hit the 80s, they didn't care. 60s, you actually got the full length. You were going to get villains from the encyclopedia of these.
Well, they were just all done over the top. Over the top. It was priceless.
But they did it correctly.
Mm-hmm. Now, could you imagine recasting the 60s Batman TV show?
Absolutely not.
Today?
No.
No.
No. With WWE wrestlers. Fuck you.
No.
I read this on the rundown sheet, and I'm like, you gotta be kidding. We can't do that.
Yeah, why not?
Let's pick out the villains from WWE wrestlers as 60s villains.
Fine. The Penguin is Paul Heyman.
That's spot on.
I'm down with that. Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. You nailed that one, Mike.
I'm sorry. If it's.
I look at Riddler and all I hear is Hulk Hogan saying what, I hear his voice saying, what you gonna do? But no.
Wait. Riddler? Does it have to be current WWE superstars?
Preferably if you can think of one.
Crap. Never mind.
otherwise, throw one out there you were thinking about.
Damian Sandow.
Sandow?
As the Riddler.
For Riddler?
No.
Or Cody.
Can I interject?
I was thinking Stardust.
I need to interject. It never says WWE, says wrestling meets Batman.
Oh, sweet. Alright, cool. Batman.
Just wanted to make that clear.
Ooh, crap.
Oh, by the way, one caveat, we're not recasting Batman.
Of course not.
So pick anybody to be the Riddler. I just don't see, I don't see Sandow as the Riddler.
Alright, either
who said Stardust, Goldust or Stardust?
Stardust or Goldust?
Yeah, Stardust.
It has to be a Rhodes.
Stardust, because he's got the laugh. Cody has the laugh. He could do Riddler.
Well, he's got the mannerisms of it too. He has that creepy movement that he can pull off.
You get rid of that black and gold and white face paint that he was wearing and paint him green, put him in a green suit, let him do the mannerisms and the giggle, and you've got Riddler.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's not up here. Poison Ivy would have to be Becky Lynch.
Well, she wasn't in the classic one, was she?
Poison Ivy was never on the TV show.
Never.
Nope. Poison Ivy wasn't even in the original comics.
That's true. No, but it was just a mental note. No, mental note.
Poison Ivy came afterwards, like in the 80s, yeah. Late 70s, early 80s.
Alfred? William Regal.
You're just going after William Regal because he's got an English accent.
Yes and no, but when you really think about it, who's going to do it? Tyler Bate? No.
All right, the Joker. How about, and you guys are going to groan for a sec, but just picture him as Heath Ledger-style Joker. And I'm thinking the King of the Cruiserweights.
No.
No?
Pass.
No.
No?
You go Heath Ledger-style Joker, you pick Dean Ambrose. But we're
all
not.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
But we're not. We're picking 60s Joker.
Okay, so who would be a good 60s Joker?
Joey Ryan.
Nah.
Oh, come on! He's even got the stash for it? Come on.
He's got the creep value, I'll give you that. Problem is, it's been so long since WWE had a character that.
Okay, you know what? Right now, you guys don't see it, but I see it just in the way he like goes over the top with it, with his talking and stuff like that. I think he could pull it off.
Who?
The Joker, the Miz.
I hate to say it. I was thinking of him as Robin.
Oh hell!
No.
No. No. No.
No. See, if we're going retro, I'd almost make the Joker the Million Dollar Man.
Will you shut your filthy whore mouth? Wait.
Million Dollar Man? I don't know. I would really think maybe making him Egghead or Freeze.
Mm. Well, Freeze, maybe.
If we're going to do this list, hold on. Let's do this correct.
Freeze more like more than Egghead.
Which Freeze? George Sanders or...
Eli Wallach.
Un momento.
God. There really isn't anyone in WWE that's a suit for Joker. You don't have you don't have anyone that's like funny in the creepy way.
I refuse to say Finn.
You can't make Finn Joker.
Absolutely not.
Though he's done the Joker himself, though. Let's be fair. That was one of his entrances in Japan. He came out as Joker.
There you go. Okay, you know what? Let's move on to the ladies. Who's Batgirl? Come on.
Ew. You want?
I've already got a name in my head.
Go ahead.
You want to try first, Omega?
I'm trying not to be obvious here. What do you got?
I think we're Sasha. All obvious. Yeah.
Sasha Banks. Batgirl.
She's too prima donna for that.
Candice LeRae.
I have a suggestion here. Sting as Joker, but you can't do that because Sting would be more closer to Heath Ledger
again. Yeah. This gets tricky.
Very tricky.
This is a tough one. This is the toughest.
I'm not sure if this is generally tricky or if we're just looking at a shallow pool to pick from.
We are, and it's all right. So no, get rid of it.
Okay, I say Sasha as Batgirl, but would you say Nikki?
God, no. A Bella in a DC comic? No. Sorry. Unless it's the Wonder Twins. You pick one.
The Wonder Twins weren't both girls.
You pick which one will be which.
Yeah, one of the Wonder Twins was a dude.
You pick which one will be which.
No, no. The only way I would accept Bella's, and Tim wouldn't know this. Mike, you remember the Batman Beyond movie where you had the twin Harleys?
That's gonna be the only time, though.
That's what I mean. That's like my only exception. I'm going way out here for that.
Either them or Peyton and whatever that woman's name is. So yeah, it's a win-win. Catwoman? Oh, I'm sorry, Batgirl. We're still on the Batgirl. I mean, she's she's got the chin for it, Bailey.
See, Bailey, I thought was too easy of an answer because she's so goody two shoes to begin with.
Bailey would fit just because of the goody two shoes thing, but I would put Sasha as Batgirl as well, just because I can picture her dressed up as Batgirl.
No, you just mean you're picturing her dressed up as Batgirl.
That's not what I meant, and I knew as soon as I said it, one of you guys was going to go there.
No, I would see Sasha as Catwoman.
Oh, shit, she'd make a great Catwoman.
I see Sasha, well, okay, if we're going to do it now, we can do this. I see Sasha as Catwoman. I see Maurice as Catwoman.
Charlotte?
This is the 60s Batman, so they can both be.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, because there were three of them.
Charlotte can play Batgirl.
Charlotte as Batgirl? I have a hard time with that.
She has to dye her hair, but other than that, yeah. Trish as Batgirl.
Okay, I'll accept that answer, Alex.
Yeah, if we're going retro now.
That's retro WWF doing retro Batman. Oh shit! No, okay, I got it. And rest in peace. But the Joker. Owen Hart.
Yes.
Greatest rubber in WWF history.
I will agree with that. Catwoman. We got Sasha Banks. We have
Charlotte.
We have, I want to say Ember Moon. I don't. Maurice. I'm trying to think of one more. Who can get, I'm trying to think. One more. I'm stuck. Yep, I'm stuck.
I don't know. We might be running dry on this.
All right, well, we named three Catwomans.
Yeah, so we're good. So let's go to Robin.
Who's earnest and eager and
yeah, the one that they
you know what you know what
corrupted.
Ah, what Bo? Yep.
No.
Bo Dallas is a babyface. Would be a Robin. Could be.
Something in my head said Tyler Breeze.
Ooh, no. Tyler Breeze is more like, King Tut.
I thought we had Lawler for that.
What about Fandango? Give Fandango a, character.
Give Fandango a character?
You can go, villain or hero.
Pass. Wait, you said Fandango?
Yeah.
Freddy the Fence.
Yeah, okay. Stanley Cup update, ladies and gentlemen, just in case anybody is, wondering, and there might be two. Right now there is 1 minute 35 seconds left in the third period and possibly the Stanley Cup final as the Pittsburgh Penguins have just scored and currently now lead the Predators 1-0. 1 minute 35 seconds left to go. If the Pittsburgh Penguins hold on to win tonight, they hoist the Stanley Cup for the second year in a row. Update complete. Would you make John Cena Robin, or is John Cena too old to be Robin?
I wasn't trying to say.
No, not a chance. Not a chance. You can't have a Robin who's buffer than the Batman.
This is true.
Shit.
Adam West standing there in the spandex, just, you know, kind of pot-bellied, and then Robin is jacked as shit.
Robin's kind of a tough one.
Yeah. No, you know, nope.
Sami Zayn.
Noam Dar.
No, Sami Zayn.
Sami Zayn, yes. Noam Dar, yes.
You got one, Omega?
I'm trying to think here. God, I almost think you have to
think of a cruiserweight.
Yeah, I was thinking you have to think of cruiserweight.
Well, then it would be what's his name?
Coat guy.
No, the first champion.
TJP.
TJP?
Thank you. There you go. TJP would be Robin. Could be Robin.
Who would Kendrick play?
What about Enzo?
And no offense.
I don't think the domino mask would hide his identity.
Exactly. And no offense.
How you doing?
And no offense.
It's the Joker and henchman. We got a couple of haters here.
I get that, and no offense. I think he'd be one of the hot stand guys in Gotham.
To be fair, he'd get beaten up as often as Robin did.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this is true.
He'd be the bank owner. He'd be the bank owner. Give me all your money. What we got here? Couple haters.
You could make Enzo the Joker, for Christ's sake.
Nah, don't do that.
He's campy enough to be the 60s Joker.
Hey, Batman, how you doing?
I can see it happening.
We'll see.
The only thing missing would be the ridiculous laugh.
Nah, give it to him. But so are we all in agreement that Alfred, the only Alfred, is William Regal? Okay, that's all I needed to know.
Yeah, we'll accept that one. Oh, here's one. You want Egghead? Kurt Angle. He's already bald.
Yes. Yep. Yes. All of my yes.
There you go. All right. So I think we've gone through this long enough. We've been talking for 50 minutes about this.
Ha, sorry. Christian is Robin.
There you go. Take the first time out of the evening. You're listening to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio. Yeah, we take up the first segment of the show talking about Adam West and, of course, Batman memories and tying it in, because there's nobody on this planet who was not a fan of Adam West, right? May he rest in peace. We'll be back right after this time out.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time.
I am not Sparkle Crotch.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
Who is the greatest hockey player of all time? CB Radio has decided.
Butchering some names. Frank Nyberg versus Joe Nieuwenzeken. Nieuwendijk.
I'm going to go with Nieuwendijk.
Yes.
Nieuwendijk. Wow. That is not what it looks like. Sweeney Schneider versus Matt Schmidt.
It's Milt. Not
mad. Whatever. I figured that was going to help out Team Chat. Finally, someone who has a real name. Brad Park against Mark Messier.
Messier.
What the hell?
Lynch him. Get a rope.
He has a goddamn R at the end. Screw you.
I can only wait till he gets to that Wayne Gretzky guy.
Guy Lafleur versus Lauren Chatbot. You added a D. Yes, I did. On purpose. Brett Hole versus Ray Bourque.
Bjork? Ray fucking Finkel.
Bjork. Okay, whatever.
Just think of the Swedish chef.
Fischler versus Wayne Gretzky.
Gretzky. I'll be the Gretzky guy.
Way to play into it, Trevor. Way to play into it.
Pavel Bure. What? How do they have spots?
Bure.
Pavel Bure.
Bure. Okay.
Oh my
fucking
god.
French. Jerome Ignilia?
Aginla.
What?
Aginla.
Aginla? Versus Joe Sakic. That's where I was going to go originally, but I figured it was going to be pronounced differently than I was expecting.
Jerome Aginla, one of the all-time greatest Calgary Flames players of all time.
Okay, so I'm going to go with Joe.
I'll move Joe Sakic on. I can feel the hatred now for that last one.
You're all idiots.
It's the Greater Than Great Debate, heard Saturday night, midnight-ish Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience. Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
Hi, I'm Barbie Blank, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio.
Meanwhile, atop the Umbrella Factory, we find the sinister secret headquarters of the rascally Penguin and his fine feathered Finks.
And welcome back, kiddies. We're going to get the Batman. Rock, 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 rock.
I don't know. Was that any good? I tried. That's all I can say.
I was about to say, the silence must have...
Yeah.
Silence is deafening.
Okay, update. The Pittsburgh Penguins have just won the Stanley Cup in Nashville. And final score 1-0 pissed me off. Screw you, Pittsburgh. I hate you, Sidney Crosby. But, hey, hockey's done until September, so you won't hear me talking about it until trades happen and stuff like that. So, you know, more talking next week. might be kidding. Yeah, officially, welcome back, WTR Sunday Night, everybody. First segment, a little bit of a tribute to Adam West, the star of the 60s TV show, Batman. Up now, let's talk a little bit about what happened on Raw last Monday night. Samoa Joe and Paul Heyman had a little chat with each other.
The little chat is a interesting way to phrase that.
Yeah, the little chat ended in a coquina clutch on Paul Heyman, courtesy Samoa Joe. You tell Brock I'm going to do this to him. You let Brock know this is what's coming for him. I enjoyed that entire segment. That was awesome from start to finish.
Well, I expect that anytime Paul Heyman has a microphone.
Yeah, but when was the last time Paul Heyman got attacked by a wrestler that was going to face Brock?
Oh, I don't think Goldberg did he?
Nope.
I can't remember what it was.
Was he once chokeslammed?
I don't think Heyman could survive a chokeslam.
Admittedly, like 10 years ago, he was 20 pounds lighter. Not that that would matter much, I guess, at this point in time. But, yeah, I don't, I know that somebody attacked Heyman, but I can't remember for the life of me who it might have been or when or any of that.
Because it's usually, I think Heyman always expects to at least get jumped once because, hey, what?
Wasn't it Triple H for the contract signing?
Might have been.
Just thought of that. Maybe that might have been it.
Oh, bells aren't ringing here.
Not sure. Now, not beat up, but roughed up.
Well, roughed up's a different thing.
Not exactly the same as what Samoa Joe did to him. And you know, kudos to Paul for doing that. Definitely. But did this make you guys kind of wanna see this match between these two a little bit more?
These are two monster trucks. I don't think I could anticipate this match more, no matter what they did.
Yeah, this is true. I mean, Mike, when you found out it was going to be Joe facing Brock, were you like, shut up and take my money? Or
the
what?
The crowd wins.
It's going to be fun. This match is going to be fun.
God, this is a match you wouldn't have even imagined just a couple of years ago because it's the indie darling and like the highest paid pro wrestler in the world.
Yep. And it was up until they made it reality, one of those things that could have been considered a dream, one of those, you know, pie in the sky dream matches.
This will never happen. They're worlds apart from each other.
No, guess what, kids?
Worlds collide every now and then.
But are they making Joe out to be a monster who could take down Brock?
They're always making Joe out to be a monster.
Well, the monster that can take out Brock. I mean, it's like, don't take it out of context. You have to do the whole thing.
That's a...
it's a tough one.
That's to be seen. You can easily make him look like that, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like he has as an easy time during his matches as Brock does.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think he needs a few more just absolute demolitions under his belt before we get to great balls of fire.
Oh, good. Even Sasha agreed it looked like a penis with testicles. Yeah.
They changed the logo again.
Did they?
Yep.
Oh, I missed it. Now what does it look like?
It's just great balls of fire with this little flame deco surrounding the words.
Okay.
There are no balls to be seen.
And no shaft of flame.
No, it's, no, the pay-per-view is officially a eunuch.
So it could be anybody's advisor from Game of Thrones. Okay, got it.
I thought it was an apt metaphor for modern WWE.
Castrated. You know, just as an aside, we all every now and then pine for the days of the Attitude Era, but the Attitude Era had some massive stinkers too.
Oh, go.
Time has a way of burying that.
Yeah, I'm just I've made a career off of proving that nostalgia is a lying bitch.
Yeah.
But we still we take away more. I remember more from the Attitude Era than I remember in the last 10 years, and my memory's better now than it was then.
Makes you wonder what how people are going to look at WWE now in 10 years or 15 years or whatever. Really. So.
I remember the days when the champ actually showed up every 4 months. That was great.
As opposed to what?
Oh, they only get title. they only get title matches at Mania and SummerSlam.
There you go. You're reaching all the way back to the 80s now, where you were lucky if Hogan showed up to cut a promo for the house show on Saturday. And of course, they did that to sell tickets for the house shows because that was their main draws back then. But
could be worse. I could have Del Rio as my world champion and be lucky he shows up at all.
Or the crowd.
I'd be real lucky to show up for Del Rio.
There you go. Del Rio or Diesel. Diesel is still considered one of the worst draws as a world champion ever.
He was there. He didn't no show just because he felt like it.
Yeah, at least he kind of showed up because, you say what you want about Nash. When money's involved, he'll show. If something's going into his pocket, he's there like a dirty shirt. So, but yeah, Mike, your thoughts?
I mean, no thoughts here. No,
you did see Monday Night Raw.
I did see Monday Night Raw. Yeah. I mean, I loved when Samoa Joe called out the spot to Paul Heyman and the cameras caught it. But we're not going to say anything. But it was just. This was really happening. This is really a thing. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Almighty Macho Man Randy Savage, for granting us this.
Okay, I don't know that Randy Savage had anything to do with it, unless invoking his name as a deity.
No, he's got God in a sleeper hold, saying, "Make this match or else."
There you go.
God, if you don't want the elbow.
And it's, yeah, no, and that it's was amazing bad, right? Because first it was Cena and AJ.
Yep.
No, I'm sorry. First it was Cena and The Rock. Then it was Cena and AJ. Now it's Brock and Chell. That, I don't care who wins that. The crowd wins. Because we've been waiting for years for this.
This is going to be fun.
It's going to be very fun.
Yeah, this is definitely the match I'm looking to at MITB.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's everyone's, you know? I mean, it's sad that it has to be called Great Balls of Fire.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I wish it was on Money in the Bank. That's all.
That would have been good. Absolutely. But speaking about Money in the Bank, guys, of course, that's coming up next week.
Yes, that's a thing.
And here's the deal. Tonight we will be doing Pick'em again. So everybody listening live or onto the archives, we would like you to play along with us. So what you want to do, facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork, post your WTR Pick'ems when we get there. Or you can, email them to media@WildTalkRadio.com as well. But Money in the Bank cash-ins, Omega.
Mm-hmm.
You got some favorites? What were your three? Top three.
In any particular order?
It doesn't matter what order.
All right. So to get the Mark and me out of the way, Rob Van Dam.
Okay. Yeah. Now Mark's gone.
Aside from just a cool match, a really cool atmosphere for wrestling. I liked that he didn't just like run in the end of the match and just pull a cheap win.
Uh huh.
You know, ironically, the only ones to do that were him and Cena failed his.
Cena lost.
Beyond that, Dolph Ziggler.
Yep.
Because okay. I've never seen, like, it's very, very rare I've seen a crowd as red hot as that for anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because, God, wow, Dolph used to be, like, really over.
Mm-hmm. That's hard to believe, almost.
Yeah. And, I have a tie. Because there's more... there's a more recent one. There's a more recent one that I think is obvious. So I want to throw something else in there. I liked Kane's.
Yeah, okay.
Where later that night, he comes out to help Ray that he was buddy-buddy with at the time after Swagger was beating him down after their world title match.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Kane leaves to let Ray recoup and then comes right back out with the briefcase he won earlier that night. Fuck this, taking it now.
I thought it was funny to me.
It was kind of funny. It's, okay. I like the twist of it. I'm not fucking waiting. I'm taking it right now. I don't want to carry this briefcase around. It looks bad.
So not, like you got not three my image. You got three and one honorable mention.
Well, I didn't mention the honorable mention.
No, I'm asking. Do you have an honorable mention?
Seth Rollins.
Okay, fair enough. Mike. Your top number, three.
Number three, RVD, cashing in at One Night Stand.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Seth Rollins, running in like a madman, just like he won the WWE Championship, like he lost his virginity.
Mm-hmm.
And then number one, the most over Money in the Bank cash in, Dolph Ziggler. He was smart. Because he waited till after WrestleMania, where the crowd actually knows what talent is.
Mm-hmm.
Honorable mention, Jack Swagger, because it was funny as fuck.
Okay, deal.
First one. The second honorable mention,
ooh,
Damian Sandow.
He just had to one-up you, Omega.
Because the thing of it was that, and this is what made me so mad with WWE. Sandow had everything. Sandow was the, at that point, he was the package, which could have had him feud with Cody Rhodes for the title. But niggas are stupid, and so, yeah.
There you go. Okay. In no particular order, my top three are Seth cashing in at WrestleMania, Edge's first, and of course, Rob Van Dam at, what did you call it?
One Night Stand.
That's the one. That's the way all the signs of Cena wins, we ride. Mm-hmm. So those would be my three. I don't really know that I have honorable mentions other than Edge's second cash in, really, would be
was
my
that,
only.
Was that
honor.
One that, was that the, Elimination Chamber?
That was the second one, I think. Yeah.
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 So that Cena's a bloody mess after going through that match. Five other people had to get through. Mm-hmm. Oh no, we're not done.
Oh yeah, hey, look, I'm cashing in. Give me my belt. The rated R superstar. So yeah, I would say that those were my top three. So instead of taking a break, I think, why don't we just jump into, the Money in the Bank preview, kids?
Woohoo!
Or we could just take a break. Yeah, all right, we'll take a break. The producer's saying, no, I got to pee. Hurry up. All right, we'll let him use it. So you're listening to WTR Sunday Night World Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. Everybody, Money in the Bank preview coming up right after this brief.
Tuesday night, step inside the virtual realm with WTR Sims.
It's Boots the Asses time!
Watch as your favorite WTR personalities battle it out to find out which one truly is the best.
To be the man! You gotta beat the man!
Watch it live Tuesday nights, 11:30 p.m. Eastern at twitch.tv/rackradioshow. Or on demand at youtube.com/rackradioshow. Tuesday nights will never be the same again with WTR Sims.
Celebrating 5 years of the award-winning The Rack.
You've been interacting a lot with Bray Wyatt and the family that is the Wyatts. And you guys have had a little exchange on Twitter where you've been going back and forth, where you invited him and he seemingly accepted your invitation, and you guys want to come head to head. So I'm curious, because I have to know, because they have a compound and you have a compound. Whose place would that happen at? Would you go to them, or would they have to come to you?
Well, I have certainly invited them here, so I'm hoping they appear here at total nonstop deletion. But if they do not have the courage, if they are afraid to, I will certainly go to their compound. If not, I will go to Nick Mahan's show, and I will seek him out. I will pull them out of one of the arenas at a SmackDown match.
Fair enough. And was there anything that, you know, made you want to call them out, other than, you know, maybe they're kind of trying to imitate you a little bit?
Well, I mean, of course, the initial instance that really my mind goes to is that after we had the final deletion, you know, they had a week later, several days later, they had a fight at the Wyatt compound. You know, so of course, yes, the similarities there, I think, are no coincidence. So, you know, that is blasphemy in my broken universe. That is sacrilege. And for that, they must be deleted. So there are many, many people. I am also here to do what the wrestling fans want to see. The wrestling fans want to see House Hardy versus the family that is Wyatt. So, that match must happen. We're on a collision course, and at some point in time, that match must happen.
Join us June 29th for the celebration at 10 p.m. Eastern, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Well, well, well. It is I, the quintessential stud muffin, Joel Gertner, and you're listening to the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Money, 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 money,
money.
And welcome back, WTR Sunday night. Right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Did I, like, start talking and then stop talking and then start talking again?
Yes.
Okay, I hit the space bar and it put me back on mute, stupid space bar.
It did that as you were outroing the last break, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Stupid space bar. Because I'm working on Random Thing Picker as we're coming back in here, because somebody remembered to remind me.
Hey, you're welcome.
Yeah, that was sort of like a thank you, I think.
You're welcome for reminding you to do a thing we do every single week on the show, because we have a pay-per-view every week.
I'm just way too busy trying to remember other shit that I got to get done that I don't bother remembering this.
But we do a pay-per-view every week. You should remember every week we need the Random Thing Picker.
It almost seems like every week, doesn't it? So I expect next week when we preview Great Balls of Fire next week. Yeah, no, it's not next week. I'm kidding. It was a joke. Little one, but that big. Anyway, the week that we preview and pick for Great Balls of Fire, I expect you to remind me again.
Okay. So everyone in the sound of my voice, we need to beat the Random Thing Picker. We cannot let the Random Thing Picker win this time.
You didn't like that, did you?
I don't know what you're talking about. The Random Thing Picker didn't win last time.
Not only did the Random Thing Picker win last time,
the Random Thing Picker...
Was
I need this to sleep at night, Tim.
A perfect 6-0. Sorry.
That was kind of mean of me, wasn't it?
So Money in the Bank next Sunday on the WWE Network.
Which means that we'll be on sometime after 11 p.m. Eastern.
I have a question to ask you later, Tim.
The answer is no, now, unless it benefits me.
The answer may be no. Anyway, we'll start with the SmackDown Women's Championship, Naomi versus Lana Omega.
Naomi, being Lana's first time out on the main roster, I don't think you put the title on her right away. We're not talking like a Gail Kim situation here, where we know she's good.
You don't know Lana and Gail Kim are not the same level?
No, I would say they are not. No, I think this is a good way to put her in, to get her something to do and to give her some exposure, some credibility. At the same time, she's brand new to the division. She's not tested. I don't think you throw a women's title on her right off the bat. I know it seems like, here's the thing. To me, it seems like really foolish and short-sighted booking, which means it'll probably happen, but I will still go with Naomi.
Mike.
Naomi, hands down, sorry.
Why?
She just came back, and I can't...
She just came... Who just came back?
Just for a title match, I'm sorry. With a new gimmick, number one.
Okay, I was making sure who you were talking about.
Lana. Huh. She came back, and it's like, are y'all really going to put the title on her now that she has a new gimmick? I'm sorry, I have to see how this gimmick is going to go. I mean, of course, it's racist a little bit because she's nothing but a breakdancer, but hey, you know, that's just me.
That's not racism. That's pointing out white girls can't dance.
Just like white boys can't jump.
White boys can't jump.
I guess it's a thing.
Except me. I used to be able to jump across my swimming pool when I was a teenager.
How big was your swimming pool?
It was a standard-sized backyard swimming pool, and I was talking like from one side to the other, not one end to the other.
Okay, we're just making sure.
It was like, I don't know, but I was a world, like I was, I shouldn't say world champion, but I was a intramural champion long jumper in school.
Where are you now?
I had freakishly strong legs. I could do like 10 feet.
Okay.
Has really strong legs if you have 10 feet on them.
I could jump 10 feet, Omega.
Oh.
I didn't say I had 10 feet.
All right, I follow now.
I could do 10 feet.
Wait, do 10 feet.
Shut up. Don't even try to make a joke, Rock, because you're going to be stretching and reaching too hard, and you're going to break something.
I don't have to make the joke. I just have to say you do 10 feet. Is it all at once? Or?
I could be real perverted and say, hey, I got 10 feet.
So you're the
next... That worked, Chet, yep.
No, so you're the next Kane?
Well, you know, my...
How many See No Evil movies are there?
Coming soon, Tim Stein and See No Evil 3.
And a half.
Widescreen only.
Thank you. You're going to need a long lens.
There is a monitor for that now.
Panorama. Yes.
Oh, God, yeah.
That's ridiculous, that screen. You've all seen it, haven't you? Except probably for Mike.
It is a big giant screen.
It's 32 by 9 screen resolution as opposed to 16 by 9?
It looks so stupid, but the editor part of my brain goes, ooh, playtime.
It's for gaming. God damn straight, that exactly what that monitor's for is Call of Duty. Which probably means I'd get sicker four times faster.
So I think we're up to you, Tim.
I will have to pick Naomi.
And the random thing picker says what?
That the big kahuna burger is a tasty burger. Oh, wait, sorry, Pulp Fiction. Naomi.
Okay. Up next, the SmackDown tag team titles on the line. The Usos take on the New Day. Mike.
This is a really difficult one, and I really can't... Fuck. How long have they been tag team champions for? The Usos?
Week before Mania? 2 weeks before Mania, whatever it was.
New Day.
But they just came to SmackDown, and you know, you shouldn't just put the belt right on them. It's
New Day.
It's the opposite. It's the same argument for Lana. Anyway. Oh my god.
It's not the same argument. The New Day is very, very proven.
But not on SmackDown. They're like gender on SmackDown.
Lana's not even proven on house shows yet.
It's like gender on, you know.
No, you stop that.
They're the same as gender. Brand new track record. Raw doesn't exist.
Just, you know, you have two minds here. Do the New Day win because of third man shenanigans, or do you leave it on the Usos so as not to neuter them, as they are it's pretty hard to believe in the Usos right now. Like, I think they need to win more than the New Day does. I think the New Day can take those belts anytime they want, and there's no difference in credibility, no matter what they go through on SmackDown. I think it also does SmackDown a disjustice if they come in and go, oh, our belts now. That was easy. And I think New Day winning is a little bit too obvious here. I would go Usos just as they need it very, very much.
Tim.
Well, I hear what you're saying, Omega, and I get you that, you know, like, why would you give the New Day the belt so quickly? Because look what they did on Raw with Alexa Bliss, and she's the first woman to hold both titles since the resplitting of the brands, right?
Yes, but you're also dealing with SmackDown, whose writers are not complete drooling idiots.
Well, maybe not complete, but there's definitely drooling idiocy there.
That's why I said not complete. I'm referring to the Raw writers.
I'm picking New Day, because that'll make them the first crossover tag team to hold both titles. And it's that it, you know, every single goddamn pay-per-view, WWE does one thing stupid for shock value or pop value. And it would be a pop. The crowd will pop. Whether the New Day needs the titles right now or not, it'll make the crowd pop. So, I'm saying Day.
Thing?
Day.
Women's Money in the Bank, the first ever Women's Money in the Bank.
Ooh.
Becky Lynch, Charlotte, Natalya, Tamina, Carmella, Omega.
This is rough.
The crowd wins.
Do they?
Yeah, you're right.
I kind of worry here. It's not like our typical Money in the Bank matches where we have our sanctioned spot monkeys that we know are going to take way too many risks for their own good, but hey, it's going to be fun.
Her name's Charlotte, her name is Becky Lynch.
There's going to be at least one crazy spot that Natalya will be in the middle of.
Natty's going to try to put the sharpshooter on while putting it on through a ladder, because of reasons.
Because that's what she does.
She's going to try to sharpshooter a ladder, and then plug her cat's Instagram. While doing it.
And people ask me, what is it with the Hart family and cats? Don't ask me. I just know the Hart family. I don't know their obsessions.
You could say
just wanted to get that out there.
You could say the Hart family is a bunch of... Anyway.
No. I can't.
You can't. Because that would get you bitch slapped.
That would get me heart slapped. A few of them listen to the archives, kids. I'm not going to say which ones or who, but those on this particular phone call can take a wild guess based on certain topics that I strenuously avoid.
Hi, I'm a fan.
Hi, I'm a Mark.
I thought you were a Mike, so we need to call you Mark now.
Mark Henry?
Heartbreak Mark.
Mike Henry?
Natalya wins Money in the Bank.
In my head, I'm going with Carmella.
Wow.
aside from the fact she's got help. Thank you. Thank you. Little James Ellsworth. We've been going with this welcoming crew thing.
Committee.
And I don't know why. I just feel like she's got an edge here. It's like, there's just something about, I don't know, there's something about Natalya going, you know, I think a heel's gonna win, but something gets about Natalya and Naomi that doesn't do anything for me.
And they don't need Money in the Bank to do that match.
No, they don't.
Carmella's big claim is she's being the champ twice, but still hasn't gotten her title shot, so her winning the briefcase would get her that shot.
Yeah. Plus, I'm picturing Ellsworth just carrying the case around for her all the time.
There is that visual.
Yeah.
And that has just given me a headache, that visual.
It should.
Yeah, it's a gut instinct, but I'll go with Carmella.
Mike? He's going James Ellsworth next.
No, go to hell.
James Ellsworth clothesline Stephanie McMahon at a house show on Saturday.
No.
Okay.
Stop.
Sorry, I shouldn't do shit like
hey,
that.
Hey, James Ellsworth could put a wig on, climb up the, you know, ladder.
Yeah, Harvey Whippleman the shit.
James Ellsworth putting on a wig and fighting in the women's division would just make me think of Hollywood Dusty Adonis. And that was only said for people who are listening who know what I'm talking about, Stampede Wrestling.
Okay, we have a bigger demographic than the Hearts.
It wasn't the Hearts, but there were... Anyway, never mind. Continue.
Stampede Hearts. Anyway, Mike, make a pick.
Oh, fuck.
You're just jealous because I know them.
Charlotte.
Point. Tim.
I'm going to pick Lecky Bench.
Random thing picker.
Picked Charlotte, but I'm picking Becky Lynch.
I got that. Money in the Bank for the men. Kevin Owens, AJ Styles, Baron Corbin, Sami Zayn, Dolph Ziggler, and Shinsuke Nakamura. Yes, I know I didn't write Shinsuke, but I forgot to write his name.
You forgot? Oh, great. Now I got to redo this goddamn thing.
I just realized, oh, wait, there's one more.
You missed one. Missed great.
One. Tired. Anyway, Mike.
Points. Sammy.
Omega.
Oh, there's such a temptation to pick Nakamura, but Mahal would die.
Or Mahal would go over.
No. Either he would die in the match, or he would die afterwards for beating Nakamura. God, it's so weird to think Sami Zayn is a smart pick here, but... God, they...
You know the one who's won Money in the Bank before.
No.
I mean, come on, it's Dolph. He's big match Dolph. He could win.
They're not running Mahal versus Ziggler.
I mean, think about the ratings for that feud.
I can't. Numbers don't go that low in my head.
The amount of network subscriptions they will sell when Dolph Ziggler battles Jinder Mahal for the WWE title. Come on, people. Get on it. Jinder Mania.
I'd like my money back on this free trial.
It's no offense to Jinder Mahal whatsoever, but that's just...
Because the thing is, like, Sammy's the one that Mahal really hasn't faced in any way. Like, he's already done... He's fought Styles.
No. This whole thing with Jinder becoming the champion started when he beat Sami Zayn.
Fuck, you're right. God damn it.
The personality match of Baron Corbin versus Jinder Mahal.
And remember, it's not... The thing is, it's not about who the next feud is. It's not a number one contendership. It's who gets to have that briefcase and hold on to it and be like the reliable choice.
Who wants to carry it through airports?
Yeah, in this case, I'd go Corbin.
Points. Mike, you picked, did you make it? Oh, you picked Sammy. Tim.
I made points.
Now, the way that you're presenting it, the person who wins the briefcase is going to have an actual full match against Jinder Mahal, provided Jinder Mahal is still the champion.
He's going to be
champion. This person cashes in.
He's going to be champion until 2019. Get ready, people.
Oh, it's not going to be that long. Just so long as he keeps getting me points until end of this goddamn fantasy week thing.
SummerSlam.
There you go. Hey. He can lose the day after, fantasy finishes for this quarter.
Yeah. Let's be honest. Let's call this what it is. This is, we're picking who's going to be the champion after he gets busted for steroids.
Oh.
Am I wrong? This is the out button.
And random thing picker says.
Send all complaints to @TJOmega on Twitter.
All of a sudden, Omega gets flooded from Calgary.
Oh, God.
His Twitter blows up.
bitch, he's not on steroids. Fuck you.
And then the biggest heel turn. I got more followers.
Yeah, you get more followers than Omega on Twitter will never happen.
All right.
Sorry, Mike. That
no,
was
I was
not
talking about for Omega.
Yeah, he was saying Omega would gain more new followers because he's
passionate. I don't think Omega could gain any new followers.
No,
the number's always going up.
Are you verified on Twitter?
Not yet. That's
not yet.
That's in the goal of internet success.
Okay, well, why don't you fill out the forms to get your ass verified, and then you can have unlimited followers. Because Twitter has a follower limit for non-verified accounts.
Boo.
Bet you didn't know that.
No, I didn't.
No, you did. But it is a not well-known fact. Obviously, obscure.
But again, that is a large number, so you're okay, Omega.
Enough of my stalling. I don't know who the fuck to pick for this one.
So who did Random Thing Picker pick then?
Random Thing Picker picked Ziggler.
We're not losing!
Unless that's the only one the Random Thing Picker gets wrong.
No, actually, Random Thing Picker picked Ziggler twice because I had to redo this because you forgot.
No, I'm really sure about this.
So at this point in time, I'm picking Nakamura. I won't expect him to cash in before Rumble at the earliest.
And he would be a guy who calls his shot and you have a match.
Yep. Maybe.
Oh, I can see it.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, him running in is his entrance 4 minutes long. He's not running in. He's not running in on anyone. main event for the WWE Championship. Randy Orton challenges Jinder Mahal. Omega.
Tug McGraw.
God, my soul.
Tim, that's in October for the Greater than Great Debate. You're a little early.
What was that?
Tug McGraw, that's in October. We're doing baseball in October. It's a shameless shill.
Baseball? Yeah. We're not doing a greater than great, it's greater than great debate, and you've got that scheduled for October.
Yes.
To coincide with, the World Series.
There you go.
Don't take the World Series. That's it. The World Series.
Just wait till the Olympics. Anyway.
Which one?
The one coming up. Anyway. Omega, make a
the
pick.
Winter Olympics next year.
Yes, we have plans. Anyway, Omega.
Play baseball.
Unfortunately, it's Mahal.
Not talking about baseball, Tim.
So fucking depressing.
Mike.
You know, I'm going to start yelling at you guys in a minute because you keep seeming to forget that Jinder Mahal actually is a friend of mine.
So fucking depressing.
You quit doing that on purpose just because you did it on purpose. Because reasons.
Mike.
Click. He's not going to be... They're not going to make him transitional champion, so... Gender. You can't hinder the gender.
This is where Tim goes with the big-ass swerve and says Randy Orton.
And Randy Orton will not get the title back because Jinder Mahal is going to retain because Raj is awesome. And he works out religiously and it's not performance enhancement.
And the Random Thing Picker?
Pick Randy Orton.
Okay, Random Thing Picker, please be right. I want my points back.
Piss off.
I want my points back.
No, you don't get points.
I want my points back.
No, they're mine. You can't have them.
MediaWildTalkRadio.com, Facebook.com/group/WildTalkRadio Network. Give us your picks when the full card is released after Tuesday. Hopefully.
Fingers crossed.
Hopefully.
Combined!
Anyway, it's time for the All-Time Greatest.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All-time greatest.
Well, whoop-de-freaking-doo!
Help us decide what the greatest intro, submission move, or even the greatest title run ever truly is.
I hope I score.
Interact with us in the real-time chat and find out who or what will end up being the all-time greatest.
Stop us now!
We'll be right back.
Omega.
Nakamura. Like, that's not even remotely close.
Mike. Mike.
Unmute, Michael. Or I'll call you Michael. He says Nakamuff's Nakamura. He's not talking. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, okay. Tim.
Nakamura. Thank you. Arigato.
Mr. Roboto.
Or something like that. You forgot Domo.
Is it my eyes when you look at me? They are so gorgeous, they'll set you free. Could it be my walk or just my stare that makes you freeze when I appear? Super good looking.
Tyler's gets better after you get past that intro. There's something about the non-sync, the like he's trying to sing his entrance, but it's not quite there. Mm-hmm. He's trying to follow the music, but it's, I can't call it singing. It, you know, it's reciting the lyrics, and that's what that throws it off for me. Bailey's is still super catchy.
Yeah,
aside from suiting her so well, it's just, it's a fun song to listen to.
So, Bailey?
Yep.
Do I dare say Mike?
Yes, you dare say Mike.
He's back! Holy shite!
I'm hearing this music.
Why is it playing back? Mike's listening to it.
I sure am. Bailey.
Oh, he was trying to say, this is my pick.
Yes, this is my pick. Mm.
Tim?
Let me ask you something, Rock. Just for the benefit of certain people listening to the webcast tonight, where did Tyler Breeze graduate from for wrestling?
The Storm Wrestling Academy.
So that means he wrestled where?
In some town in Canada.
Called Calgary. And, like, no, what was the promotion that he actually worked in for a little while?
I don't remember.
Yes, you do. Don't be a dipshit.
No, just I don't. Say it.
So I guess he's voting for Tyler Breeze.
No, just say it. Don't be a dipshit. Just say it. Go ahead.
No, I don't remember. I really don't. Did he actually work for you?
What was his real, what's his real name?
Mike something, I think.
There you go. Yeah. He and Canadian All Pro Wrestling know each other. Put it that way. And he wasn't Tyler Breeze back then.
No, he wouldn't have been.
He was Mike something or other.
Dalton. I had to think for a second. I was trying to think of the name.
There you go. And so with all of that now out in the open and known by people, you would expect me to pick Tyler Breeze's theme, wouldn't you?
No.
Good, because I'm picking Bailey.
I knew it was a long setup to say, I'm picking Bailey.
Yeah, you see, you got it. Omega knew where I was going, but Mike got swerved. Mike, you got swerved. You were sure I was picking Tyler.
Next.
Stand, they talk to me.
Everything your religion all designed to keep you safe. But when rules start getting broken, you start questioning your faith. I have a voice that is my savior, hates to love and loves to hate. I have a voice that has the knowledge and the power to your fate.
Oh my god.
Has to be Orton. Has to be. That's such a good song for him. Aside from just sounding really good, like, I feel like that was patterned so well to his character.
Mike?
Randy Orton had a lot of good themes. Burning My Light, God no. I know Omega knows 2005 when they tried to give him Kill Switch Engage. Oh, that was funny.
They just had that. I love they had that song. They had that song commissioned, put it on a CD, and then just took forever to give it to someone.
Absolutely. And then voices. And then you take one of the greatest wrestling theme songs and remix it. Charlotte.
I guess, Tim, now you break a tie.
Ric Flair's remix, or my former cell phone ringtone. I'm taking my old cell phone ringtone.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money. Money, 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 money,
dollar, dollar. Dollar, dollar. Ching, ching, bling, bling, touch the chatter. You ain't talking money, then you're talking no matter. Ching, ching, bling, bling, patting pockets. You take the dollar, dollar, can a damn soul stop it? Here comes the new kid on the block. Hold on, your bets, it's where the buck stops. See, first of all, I'm stepping out on my own. About time I elevated to claim my own throne.
Mike.
Damn it. Crap. This sucks. Son of a bitch. Fuck, I can't decide. Damn you, Rock. Shane's is catchy. Stone Cold's means you're getting your ass kicked regardless. Stone Cold.
Are you sure?
No, just, I'm locking in. Just go.
Final answer?
The final answer.
Omega?
Shane's is catchy. Sounds nice. It's a good counterpoint to No Chance in Hell. No, I can't defend this. It's up against one of the most legendary themes the WWE ever produced. It's still a song. It just sounds like an ass kicking is on the way, and it's Stone Cold Steve Austin. So even if you're not particularly the one in the match, it still might be your ass for all you know. You're just assured someone's getting hurt. I have to go, Austin.
Tim,
spoiled brat, daddy's son versus fuck fear. Drink beer. This is a case of the wrestler made the entrance song, or the entrance music in this case, as opposed to the music hyping the wrestler coming out. And yeah, you hear the shattered glass and then the hard guitar riffing. You know somebody gonna get a mud hole stomped and walked dry and you waiting for it. You could have given that entrance music to any other wrestler before Stone Cold, and we wouldn't be having this discussion. But because it was Austin, and that was the music that they gave him, and it was Austin making that entrance music, it's Austin's theme.
There you go, great. That was the all-time greatest. Now it's top to bottom.
It's time to rank the best.
Have you forgotten that I'm the best in the world at what I do? Huh?
And worst.
Shut your damn mouth! I'm the best wrestler alive today!
Wrestlers of the Week. It's top to bottom.
Mike, top three of the week.
Samoa Joe, Paul Heyman. No, I'm sorry. Samoa Joe, Aleister Black, and Shinsuke.
Why Aleister Black?
Because he's Aleister fucking Black.
I was going to say because of his last name, but that would sound racist.
Very.
What's that email again?
HeartbreakMike@WildTalkRadio.com.
Absolutely not.
It will be tomorrow. I'll make it.
Omega?
Samoa Joe's the obvious one. I will throw a nod to Big Show for reminding me that he can be strange and hilarious and he's not ashamed to be, which is always fun for me to watch. And because I was watching New Japan Dominion till past 6 a.m. last night, one throw out for Hiroshi Tanahashi.
Ooh.
Tim?
Well, the two obvious are Joe and Paul.
But wouldn't Paul be on the bottom for getting, you know, choked out?
No.
Okay. So who's your third?
Shit, Seth Rollins.
Okay. Bottom three, Mike.
Was there a bottom three? James Ellsworth, Carmella, and Wow. Roman.
Okay, Omega.
Mojo Rawley, I regret you.
Karen, Omega's team 2 victory.
I'm gonna set a record this fantasy season.
Worst
score. Not gonna be the one I won, but I'll set a record.
Worst score ever.
Elias Sampson, please never show up on my TV again. Fuck you. And I have to tie on the third one. Truth and Goldust. Shut the fuck up. I'm already sick of these promos.
What? I'm shocked.
Tim.
Anytime Ellsworth is on my TV, it's bottom feeding time. Mojo? Just because Omega. I feel you. And I'm sorry, Apollo Crews.
There you go. That's at the bottom. Tim's actually doing it again. Woohoo!
What? Yeah, well, you know, hockey's over. Wrong team won. The better team lost. In the Eastern Conference Final. Anyway, we're done. The show's over.
Yes, it is.
Well, okay, not completely. We still have to tell you to tune in tomorrow night immediately following Raw for right after wrestling, or what I like to call it, Raw.
It's Raw post 11:10 p.m. It's a recap. Everything goes down on Monday Night Raw.
You call it Raw Raw. Everything's Raw Raw Monday night right after Raw. Right after wrestling. Never mind. Anyway, Tuesday night, another edition of Tuesday Night Sims on twitch.tv/rackradioshow.
It's WTR Sims on twitch.tv/rackradioshow. Hey, I want a belt. Woohoo!
Well, whose belt did you win?
I won the Wrestle Talk Radio Championship.
Woo-hoo. Really? Who'd you beat?
Rob.
Wow. Did I have my rematch yet?
You never fought for that belt.
No, not for the Wrestle Talk Radio belt, for the one that I lost, the Wild Talk Radio Championship title. I haven't had my rematch yet.
So are you cashing in? Are you cashing in your rematch?
My Twitch in the bank.
Are you just cashing in your rematch?
I don't know yet. We'll have to find out what's happening. When am I booking the next card?
We'll figure out a date.
Also, we'll have to talk about that.
Also, Matt lost to a coin.
Matt got... Oh, yeah, there you go. I was wondering what happened. I wasn't available last Tuesday.
He lost to a coin.
Matt lost to a coin. Team chat sucks. Team chat, team chat, team chat. You suck. It's all your fault. A little bit of an homage to Nashville Predators fans. That was what would be one of their chants. They're similar to it.
You can find the archive available at youtube.com/RecRadioShow. We're right here on the front page of wildtalkradio.com.
There you go. Yeah, Thursday night, another edition of the multi-time, multi-award-winning The Rack Radio Show with your host, Lindsay Ward.
SmackDown Throwdown, NXT Rundown, Money in the Bank Preview, and all the news you can handle at the Rack Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, search for Wild Talk Radio Network, or Rack Radio Show. So many plugs. Anyway,
something like that.
So get us on there. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. All fun stuff happening. We're gearing up for 5 years of the Rack on June 29th.
And speaking of Saturday night, we weren't, but we are now. Midnight-ish, or as close as they get to it. The Wild, the Wacky, the Unusual, the Weird, the Raucous, the Band in 48 Countries, the program Pulp Fiction, the movie, wished it had turned out to be CB Radio.
Listen to last night's episode featuring Name That 8-Bit Tune and the Greater Than Great Debate featuring DC characters. CB Radio Saturday nights, midnight-ish. CB Radio live on Facebook, Twitter, and .com. Hashtag blame Rob when a celebrity dies.
Follow the Wild Talk Radio Network on the Twitter machines at Wild Talk Radio. Follow WTR Sunday Night on the Twitter at WTR Sunday Night. Check out the Facebook pages. Facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network. Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Facebook.com/WTR Sunday Night. Follow me on Twitter, by the way. I'm on Twitter. I tweet a lot. And it's not just hockey, believe it or not. I get political. I get apolitical. I get correct. I get politically incorrect. I will attack stupid shit. I really will. And if you want to find out what I'm talking about, oh, yeah, I'll post you updates on how I'm coming along with doing the body work on my car, too. Follow me at Flames Forums on Twitter. Right, Omega?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that a throw to me?
Okay, sure, here, catch.
Yay!
Oh, you missed it. Damn sports ball.
Was never a coordinated child. Everything I do can generally be found under the same name, unless you are the Facebook type, in which case you'll have to search out for TJ Reviews. However, everywhere else, I am known as TJ Omega. That is the Twitter handle to follow me there. That is the YouTube channel that was very quiet this week as I was sick and dealing with family illness all at once. That's fun.
No.
But all my content is there, aside from the stuff that is on TJOmega.org that YouTube generally doesn't like.
Also, buy his stuff on eBay.
Yeah, convention coming up. Very expensive this year.
Buy his stuff on eBay. He needs the extra cash.
I'm starting a Kickstarter, by the way, just because I want people to send me money so I don't have to go to work tomorrow.
Mike, plug your stuff.
Yeah, I can plug my stuff. You guys can go ahead and hit me up on the WTR Oreo. Let's see, on the Twitter page, blah, blah, blah. You also can hit me up on the Book of Face, Facebook page. United Wrestling, I have a thing. It is a project. We will be back up and running next month. A couple of things that we're getting squared away. And, yeah. And we should be fine since then. That's me. Also, as you look on my Twitter, I'll probably do some Tekken 7 videos. So, yeah, look at that, and we'll have fun. Take it away, Bob.
I think we're done with all the plugs and shit.
Apparently we are, Bob.
I don't know who Bob is, but playing the role of Bob. Don't forget, everybody, Wild Talk Radio presents WTR Sunday night next Sunday, 1 hour later, thanks to the pay-per-view. So around 11 o'clock-ish Eastern time, 9 o'clock-ish Mountain.
I'm remembering why we fired Bob.
Oh, okay. Well, then back to it. So programming note, we're on probably, well, you know, I'm just going to say like 5 minutes after the pay-per-view ends, WTR Sunday night, we'll review Money in the Bank. You don't want to miss it. Show up. That said, good night. Have a great week.
Don't forget to have your pets spayed and neutered.
Look at that kid.
Because, you know, Bob. Just saying.
WildTalkRadio.com.